Welcome back to Noisier Radio, Season 2, Episode 12.
Yes, yes.
We have some very good news for you.
Yes, very good news.
Our good friends and musical dung beetles, the Upbeats, are back with a very exciting project on Vision Recordings.
Yes, and this is the first, very first track that they're releasing. This is Dungeon.
This is Snake.
And this is Wolf.
And we're the Upbeats.
And you're listening to Dungeon on Noisier Radio.
You! Million years, Dungeon!
Batman.
Batman Fidem.
Batman sounds. Alright. On to the next exclusive premiere. This is brand new Invisible. Out today. This is Disprove and Signal with a track called Erger. Huh? We'll be right back.
Celestial Radio.
On to another track from the Deft EP on 2020. This track is called Kronks.
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 Vibes. Right, time for a couple of minutes of our friends from MTA. We've got two tracks. The first one is Volatile Cycle, Feel Good.
So that was the first one, and this is the second one. This is from Posai's EP, The Hunger EP, and this track is called Rattle Rattle.
Noisia Radio.
Huh. This is L33 Zealot on an EP called Eat Brain is going to let it roll. So head out to Let It Roll Festival. We'll be hosting a stage there too. Noisy Invites.
And the song playing now is Phobos by Mono. This is on a label called Shiro.
corrosive.
Doublet.
Oh. Time for some exclusive Doublet vibes. This is Flo with Turn Around. Oh.
Song comes by and it sounds dirty as hell, but it's really groovy and it's got a great sense of funk, and this is one of those.
This is borderline Creature of Habit, and to all you budding neurofunk producers out there, please use some busier drum patterns. This is, when it's done right, this is really cool.
Radio.
Yeah, really loving the breakbeat vibes there. Awesome, keep it going.
Yes. Song currently playing is No Pulse, Hexagon, off SoundCloud. And it's sunny and vibey sounding. It's probably the sunniest song we'll be playing ever.
In this episode. Time for some players. Time for some drum sound and bassline Smith. Time for some Cobra.
Hey.
Hot.
Oh.
Hey.
Lo-fi territory with Tsuruta. This is The Feeling When You Stand on the DJ Table, Part 2, Gangsta's Return.
Oh.
All 128 BPM.
Thank you.
for some more current value. We already played this one. Really feeling this one. This is Jump. It's on his album Biocellulose, which is out next week.
Question time.
It's time for question time. First question by Andre Elias on Twitter. Who designs your covers?
Well, a bunch of people, including myself. We've had Carol, Comatec do stuff. Rutger Prins has done stuff. The Upbeats have had a designer from New Zealand do stuff for us. So it changes. Also for Invisible we have different people. For the Dead Limit project we had Tom Jager. So it's a bunch of different people.
Yeah, but you made it look, you made it sound like you only did a couple, but obviously you did most of the noisy artwork was Nick together with Rutger Prins or together with Comatec.
Yeah. This is true.
Nick is usually involved, except for with the Upbeats.
Yeah, I did the art direction, but not for all those projects. But sometimes I do the art direction too.
So, and the second part of the question is, any favorite record covers from back in the days?
Yeah, that's a cool question. I was just thinking about this. I remember there being one subtitles sleeve from a track. I think it was called Natural Selection. It had two zebras on the cover, one biting the other in the neck. And it was black and white and red from the blood. That one was really awesome. I really used to like the Molten Beats cover, the Ram Molten Beats album, and Metro covers.
Yeah, Metro, the Plainclothesman.
Yeah.
Who is the brother of Optical and Matrix, by the way, which is pretty cool that there's a third.
Yeah.
He did some really cool stuff for Metro.
Yeah, especially the Sleepwalk album I thought looked really good. And there's probably more, but I'd have to go digging.
Yeah, it's 20 years ago almost. Pretty crazy.
Alright, next question.
Next question.
Stop. From Eigengrau. Have you guys ever tried eating in the bathtub while watching a movie?
Yes. Many times, actually, because I used to go DJing and then I'd always bring a book and read the book in the bathtub with a beer and sometimes like a sandwich. So I guess that qualifies as eating Oh, but not watching a movie. I'd have a book.
Reading a book. Bosai would like to mention that he's definitely tried it. He's succeeded also on multiple occasions.
Yes. How do you know that? Next question. From Shellshock. What is your least favorite Noisia track?
Well, that is not a difficult question for me to answer. My least favorite Noisia track is a track called Gutter Punk, which is the vocal version of a track called Gutter Pump, which is a track I'm okay with. That's fine. But we did a vocal version, as was suggested by the label at the time, and I wish it never existed.
Yes, we wish we could unproduce that.
Yeah,
I totally agree with Nick.
That's one of the only things, actually, because yeah, as Noisia, definitely.
I mean, we've made some pretty crappy stuff back in the day, but it was like it's the best we could do, we don't feel bad about it now, but that track is like, why did we do that again? It's just,
yeah,
everything about it is a compromise in a bad way.
Yeah. So next question from Electro Nectar. Are you working on new music for this year, LP or EP?
Yes.
Okay. Next question.
Next question from Daniel Poutney. You have custom built monitors now. What makes them so different to, say, Atom Audio? Why did you decide to change?
Well, when we were getting our studios designed, we went to our the designer Thomas Jean's studio, demo studio.
From Northward Acoustics.
Yes.
Big
and
up.
He showed us his rooms. We went to a couple of different rooms, and in his own room he had the ATC speakers that he kind of built the room around. And we really liked the sound of them. At the time we were still working with Atom speakers. But this felt like a logical switch. So the reason why we have ATCs in our studios now is basically because the whole studio is built around those speakers, and those speakers were the speakers that we liked.
And another question from Kick Up Dust, also on Twitter. What do you think would happen if you took a shuttle to the edge of the universe?
Well, it's very nice to have a question about badminton. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to play because I have a shoulder injury.
Yep, so that's that. And the last question from the Stick Farmer. What is the name of the break in Hyenas, and how are the drums laid out? It confuses the heck out of me.
Well, it's not one break. It's a bunch of breaks, and a lot of them are just made by us. And there were some classic TV breaks in there as well. And basically how they were laid out was just everything on separate channels, layering everything up separately, EQing everything separately. Because that was kind of the starting point of the track, was to try and make a really cool switch break kind of groove with those kind of old school style drums, but with new kind of a new mix down and some newer sounds thrown in. So that was what we worked on for the first couple of days, is just the break, or the breaks, because it's a bunch of different ones. And one of the main elements is a snare in FM8, which is the kind of the foundation of a bunch of them. And then the character comes from a few Superior drummer breaks, I think, and some TB breaks, and we put that all together.
I hope that answers your question. I think it will. So that concludes our weekly session of answering questions. If you have any questions, please ask them on Twitter. Include the hashtag Noisia Radio so we can find them. Or just post them in SoundCloud. Or whatever, will find you and come after you with answers.
Okay.
Yes.
Time for our SoundCloud listener submission.
We got bunch of really cool ones again this week. Thank you for submitting. We chose this one. This is Manifolds with Press.
Infinity Radio.
And this is Audio Overdose. This is also brand new. This is also on the Beast Mode LP sampler from Audio on RAM, of which we played that Mephius remix last week. This one is also a banger.
For we never finished.
Yes, and in this case, it's not that old. It's from last year, I think.
I think
maybe
so too.
Maybe even this year. This is called Stress Test 3.mp3.
Thank you.
stop. Staying in that BPM range, this is our classic of the week. This is Sebastian with Ross, Ross, Ross at Banger.
Awesome track, big influence on us.
Yep. Whoa.
Whoa.
What is this intro? So much jazz.
Whoa, tangent. This is Palmrad Sturmy Knots SoundCloud.
Yep. About 6 months ago, we released this track with Extra. called Gravitas from the Gravitas EP. Invisible Recordings.
Category already played on the show. Here's another one. This one is Rise by Monument on the Division 001 Various Artists EP that you should already have bought.
Money.
Thank you.
Yeah. Last track of the week is very much in a bon voyage spirit.
And very much a classic, a real classic.
Yes. This is Bob James with Nautilus. If you don't know about Bob James, get to know. So this is the last one. See you guys next week.
Bye!